Has life knocked the wind out of you? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Carol Pierce, who was on our previous show and whose life was shattered when her husband left her for another woman.
Such a painful thing.
Gosh.
You know, I can't even relate to that, to be honest with you, as far as that goes. Thank God.
Yeah.
But Amen. The part that I can relate to is the fact that I have had that happen to me dating someone. And yeah. I was only with this person for 2 years. And so,
before our marriage and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Before marriage and before I even knew the Lord. But that was what brought me to the Lord. So there was goodness that came out of it. And all situations like these abandonment things, I think it can either draw you away from God or to God. And that's what I've seen with Carol, that she was brought to God more, though she was in such pain. And that's what happened to me. I was in such pain from feeling that abandonment, being cheated on, and just devastated. There's just such a devastation, like, now what? Now what do I do?
Right.
But that's when I gave my life to the Lord and things started to turn around.
And that's amazing. You know, what's interesting about Carol's story, though, is that she was a Christian. And it happened to her. And, you know, her husband was a minister. And it's like, oh my gosh, that's the most unlikely place you would think for that to happen. But it did happen to her.
Yeah.
And what do you do? Like, what do you do in life where you're doing things right or maybe things are going well and you just get slammed? The air gets knocked out of you and you just feel like everything goes down. And you should just stop and give up.
Mm.
And the answer would be no. Don't stop. Don't give up. It says in Proverbs 24:16, it says, "For a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity." So those who really lean on the Lord, those who get their righteousness from God, that righteousness empowers us so that if the wind gets knocked out of you, it doesn't stop you.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you the ability to go on. It gives you the ability to get up again. But then the wicked, they usually will fall by their calamity.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about what Carol is sharing with us, is that how God touched her in the midst of it, even though she went through different emotions and feelings that we all go through when we go through the heartache and loss and pain or abandonment.
Yeah.
But she was able to be strengthened by the Lord and find hope and forgiveness and different things that we're going to talk to her about.
But it's one thing, you know, that like to talk about it, but then to go through it, man, it's going to be great hearing Carol's story.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you've been through heartache and pain and abandonment, stay tuned to hear what Carol has to say after the break.
Colorado Christian University College of Adult and Graduate Studies presents Hope Fest 2017, Saturday, June 10th at Centennial Park Amphitheater. Tickets are just $39 and are on sale at www.thehopefest.com. Less than 5,000 tickets are available, so get them while you can. One day, one stage, 10 huge bands, and 5,000 of your closest friends. Hope Fest 2017.
Did you know that we have a way for you to win free tickets to Hope Fest? This week, we're giving away 2 free tickets to 1 lucky winner. Call us to enter to win the drawing. Our number is 877-480-4477. That's 877-480-4477. We'll be speaking at Hope Fest and would love to meet you at our Real Life Radio Show booth. Hope to see you there. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Light, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
We have with us Carol Pierce, who was with us on our previous show, and she was sharing the darkest time in her life when her husband of 18 years walked out on her. And later she found out after 4 months that he was having an affair with her best friend. She had never seen him again for 8.5 years. And can you imagine the devastation she went through?
Yeah, you know, she didn't even know. She didn't see it coming. Mm-hmm. I think that was the biggest devastation. She's going to talk more about that.
Right.
But it's just a really intense story.
Well, Carol, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell me about where you were at in your life as far as the emotions you felt and the pain that you endured when this husband that you loved the love of your life, walked out those doors. Tell me about that.
Well, my greatest thing was anger when I found out I'd been betrayed. And that anger was so deep from a person by nature. I'm not an angry person. And the pain was so extraordinary. I didn't want to eat. I did eat. But the fear is this thing of abandonment. Mm. I think it's so indescribable. And so that darkness and the pain was like a cement block. Everything dragged me down. If I looked at my children, I thought, how can I ever mother you again?
Mm.
Then I had remarried, and I'd look at this wonderful man I'd married and think, why did he ever marry me?
Wow. You actually ended up remarrying after this man left you. It was about a half a year.
Yeah.
You hadn't even heard from him, but this man comes into your life and marries you despite what you were going through. He says, I'm going to marry you. But it didn't heal the wound. It was actually kind of salt in the wound, because you were even wondering, how could you even be married to me feeling this way? And I know that you would chew on your pillow out of hurt and pain. And this went on for 18 months. Is that right? And tell me about what happened, where you had a breakthrough.
We'd been married about 2 years. I was asleep at night. Every night was exactly the same. And in my sleep, lying on my left side with my husband's back to me, I felt like the bed was slightly quivering. And I heard three times, open your eyes, you will behold. Open your eyes, you will behold. On the second time, I lifted my eyelids because I felt there must be somebody in the room. When I did that, the room was in incomprehensible light. And on my left-hand side stood this enormous being, so high because the roofs in our house were very high, with his left hand stretched towards me. And I immediately heard the words, they never feared, meaning the angels. People, when they saw an angel, they feared. I understood it. I cannot explain it. I closed my eyes. And from that day, I actually started to begin the process of not weeping any longer.
Wow. So that was the first day after 2 years that you didn't cry. You were crying every day since the day that your ex-husband left you.
I ate my tears. I drowned in them.
Mm.
And I understand that. I have such compassion for people who ache. But don't take things into your own hands, that's for sure.
Yeah. Tell me how, after you had this encounter, this visitation, the tears went away. How did the healing start to take place? And how can people who are going through a divorce or found out some bad news, how can they start to get healing in their heart for these types of losses or situations or trials?
Firstly, I believe you have to call for help. And you have to call from a proven pastor or leader who has great compassion. And people who can keep their counsel and not betray you again, because you've got to trust somebody. You need to talk. I couldn't talk to anyone. I just was paralyzed in my mouth.
Mm.
Two, in my soul, I was never mad at God or never felt rejected by him. So that grounded me so powerfully. My feet were anchored in the spirit. So I encourage people to allow the tears to flow, because there are many emotions. Anger comes, then disbelief, and then, or sometimes even denial. I never went through denial. But a process is so profound if you trust God with all your heart. And I did completely. And in that was fortuitous. He sent me somebody who I would actually marry, who actually to this day became the one who was my pillar. Now, I never looked for him. He came to me. So this is a very wonderful thing.
Wow. So there are people listening right now, and they're saying, you know, Carol, I don't even want to call anybody. I don't have anyone I can talk to, or what if God doesn't send me somebody? What word would you say to them? And if you could encourage those who are listening right now to hold on and to not give up.
Your tears and your pain you earned. You cannot change that. It is a season. You must never give up. Remember that when the sky is dark and the thunder clouds roll, the Lord himself stands next to you, even if you don't see it. I also suggest, I couldn't read the Bible, but that you just thumb through a few verses and earn your tears. You will grieve for a very long time, but weeping only lasts for a night. But God didn't tell us how long the night is. But eventually the morning comes, and he's absolutely attracted to you, whoever you are. He knows every detail of your life. He knows exactly the sobbings. He knows the sound. He knows your heartbeat. And he's so close to you. And if you can take anything from me, you just reach out in the spirit and and just lift your hand up as you kneel next to your bed or lying in your bed, and you will feel the presence of God just envelop you, envelop you, envelop you. It will pass, but they'll come through the process because the morning will eventually come. You don't have to hold on to God. He's gripped you. He doesn't let you go. You don't have to hold. Otherwise, when you're weak, where would you go? In your weakness, he grips you to his own heart. But you have to know that it is a process, and God knows when he will bring you out.
That's beautiful.
You know, I'm kind of hearing that God is the one who healed that abandonment through the power of the gospel. Is that right, Carol?
Yes, of course.
Awesome.
This I know, that in that moment of abandonment, God in his mercy lifted me and took me to where I am today.
That's good.
Wow. Well, we're going to pray for those who have been abandoned, who are hurting, to hold on tight, because I like what you said, that it's a season and this too shall pass. So
yes.
Even if you're in the darkest season, don't end it, because you earn those tears, and God's going to use those tears as a platform for you to help others, just as Carol. Well, God bless you, Carol. Thank you for sharing your heart with us and all that the Lord has done for you and healed you. And he will do that for those who are listening. God bless you, Carol.
Thank you for the honor. God bless you.
I just want to come back that it's very easy to feel that abandonment, when that rejection, that feeling of, why is this happening? I feel all alone. Whom can I trust? I just want to come back to that idea of abandonment. And that it's so hard, you know, to get through that. And I know that if you're feeling that, if you're in a spot right now where you're saying, I'm all alone, I'm abandoned by a spouse, by a mother, by a father, that I feel so alone. As the good news is when we open our eyes and we see past just what we see with our eyes, that God is right there. And truly, by the power of the gospel and the message of Jesus Christ, is the healing that will heal us from any abandonment issues or any feelings of abandonment or rejection. So Jesus, we thank you that you have been rejected so that we don't have to feel rejected anymore. Lord Jesus, you were abandoned on that cross so that we wouldn't have to be abandoned anymore. And it says in the Bible that all those who receive and believe in you will have the right to become children of God, brought in to the household of God, and to never be alone again. So Jesus, we receive you. We believe in you. We accept this power of the gospel to set us free from any abandonment or any rejection that we felt in our lives. So Jesus, we receive you right now. Receive him, my friend.
Call out to Jesus.
The power of God is hitting you now. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God loves you so much. He's saying, hold on. One more day, one more day. He is with you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.